the first thing to acknowledge is the massive turnout. It exceeded our expectations, in excess of 250 people. And unfortunately, it's one of those meetings that you expect a small, I hope for a small crowd, but obviously a big crowd meant that there's a lot of people in a lot of trouble. I firstly would say the very fact that we had to hold that meeting as volunteers in a forestry owners group, there's something wrong with that, insofar as that the department should have been out front and be having those meetings and given some solace to people. We know now from figures that were presented at the meeting last night, there's at least 10% of the forestry estate down in Leitrim and 12% down in the county of Roscommon. And in any other jurisdiction, there would have been a natural disaster called at this stage. And the benefits of calling a national disaster in those areas is that the government can move emergency legislation. They can move the bureaucracy aside. All we have heard from Minister Healy Reyes since the storm was everybody needs the licence. Everybody needs the licence. That's the mantra that's there. And it's very hard to understand. And it came from the floor last night. How in the name of God do you need a licence for something, a selling licence for something that's already on the forest floor? It's already fallen. And nothing tangible or positive has come from the department. It was a very proactive meeting insofar as there's lots of proposals there, lots of cost-neutral proposals, might I add, that the department could act on. For example, we sell our timber on the open market in the sawmills by weight. Kilshire has the privilege of selling it by volume. And for your listeners, what that means for us is that once we cut our timber, the day we cut our timber is starting to lose weight. And there's so many people in the supply chain along the way. If our timber sits on the forest floor a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, every day it's there, we're losing weight. We're losing money on the weight. We want a simple switch over to a volume sales. And we need to be treated the same as Kilshire. Why should they have preferential treatment? Bearing in mind that Kilshire is a state organisation and under the control of the Minister for Agriculture. So small things like that, that people need some reassurances. The communication piece. Nobody from the department has come out and said, look, we acknowledge this. This is an extraordinary 1 in 100 year event. We have your back. Your forest owners, where's the compassion with them? Some of these people are 80-year-old men that planted, and women and families that planted 25 years ago when they were in their prime and expected a pension and all of the things you in your twilight years that you could even be for a nursing home, gone, evaporated. And not a peep out of the department. And there was huge consternation that neither Minister Healy Ray or Minister Hayden come to that meeting, despite being invited. We did have an input from Michael Fitzmaurice, and I have to acknowledge the fact that he turned up, despite under being a little bit of pressure in Dáil Business. He turned up, and as simple as the few words he had to say was that reassurance bit for a lot of people, that there is somebody looking out for them. And there's somebody fighting their corner. And from a compensation, it's not about compensation all the time. It's about that support. Right now we have to get the timber off that forest floor. It's a perishable good that's sitting there. We have about a year to 15 months to get that timber mobilised. There's so many pinch points along the supply chain that have to be dealt with, from the mobilisation of harvesting machines, labour, right through to transport. One other thing that came up and was loud and clear yesterday as well, we're importing biomass from Central America in a boat for God knows how long, for the last number of years. It's incredible. Something around the region of 75,000 tonne of material is coming in. It just is nonsensical. To bring it down and burn it in the power plant in Edenderry, we are saying that should stop right now, immediately, because we can take up that supply in the forestry sector now for the next 3 or 4 or 5 years.
And Derek, when I spoke to yourself last week, we kind of spoke about how you were very keen to shift that narrative away where forestry owners were getting a bit of heat from perhaps public people saying that in terms of the effects that it had on Storm Éowyn, and you were trying to shift that away, that it wasn't, the blame shouldn't be laid at your feet. And now with this meeting, it seems like, obviously a lot of people have lost out on a lot of income as a result of this, or they pose to lose a lot. And you want that addressed, but you also kind of, it sounds like you want, if something, God forbid, should ever happen like this again, that it shouldn't have to come down to you holding these meetings at a cost to your own pocket. It should be, there should be easier ways, easier avenues to get these kind of resolutions found and solved.
Absolutely. The department is devoid of any clear thinking, innovative thinking. In other jurisdictions, and we in the IVO are members of the Confederation of European Forestry Growers, we see our compatriots in Europe with mutual insurance funds funded by government for natural disasters, not just in the forestry sector, but natural disasters entirely. And it's one natural disaster after another year, whether it be flooding or windthrow in forestry. Government never seem to learn from the mistakes. And that innovative, they're stagnant. That's what's wrong in the likes of the Department of Forestry at the moment. They're just completely stagnant. And that's from years and years of lack of leadership in ministers coming and going, department officials making the ministers dance to their tune instead of the ministers taking charge and becoming leaders in their departments. In this case, this would appear to be the Minister Healy Ray is gagged by his own people there, because every proposal that we have made to Minister Healy Ray, the department officials are finding 101 reasons why it can't happen instead of looking at the ways that it can.